السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So a quick recap of yesterday's discussion. We explained that Dajjal will come during the period of Imam Mahdi. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also come during the period of Imam Mahdi. And we discussed the narration that he will descend on a white minaret in the eastern direction of Damascus. The adhan would have been given, or the iqama would have been given for the Fajr Salah, and Imam Mahdi would be there ready to lead, and he will offer him, being a Nabi, being more senior, and he would say, no, the iqama has already been given for you. And there's no issue with that, because on occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also read behind Abu Bakr radiallahu an and Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu an. And the ulama also indicate perhaps Allah wants Isa alayhi salam to show the people that even though I am a Nabi, but I'm not coming with a new Sharia, I'm not coming with a new scripture. We still follow the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we still follow the Quran. Then we spoke about the different imposters over time. The one is the Shia belief that Imam Mahdi, their Imam Mahdi at the age of 5, went into the cave and is alive up to today and he's yet to come out. Different people would have had the name Mahdi, or you can even give your son the name Mahdi. Nothing wrong with the name. It means rightly guided. But the Mahdi is Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadir, the awaited one, who fits that description that we have been discussing. That he would come at a time when there's a power struggle, when there's great strife. His name would be Muhammad, his father's name would be Abdullah. And the pious of the time and the scholars of the time will have conviction that he is the one. And he will come from Medina to Makkah, and people will force him and take bay'ah on his hands between the Rukn Yamani and the Hajri Aswad. And Allah will then give him the power to lead. And we concluded yesterday by saying that we should not become passive and defeatist and say we're waiting for the Mahdi. We have to do what we have to do. He'll come when he comes. In our lifetime, or after us, or some years or centuries later, that is known in the wisdom and in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with that, we come to a conclusion in terms of our discussion on the Mahdi. I did say, I'm not going to go into all of the details. I'm giving you the salient points, so you have a brief but comprehensive understanding of the issue. Now we talk about Dajjal. The first point we have to understand is that these major signs of Qiyamah, they will happen one after the other. The hadith mentions like when a necklace breaks, one bead after the other falls. So Imam Mahdi will come, Dajjal will come, Isa alayhi salam will come, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, one after the other. That is what will happen. Now who is Dajjal? Dajjal is a human. That's the first thing we need to understand. He's not any other creation of Allah. He is a human. He's from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. But Allah will give him extraordinary abilities to put people's iman to test, and to put people's character and their values to test. He will be the greatest trial. The greatest fear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for this ummah in terms of the major trials and the major tribulations, the fitan, was the fitna of Dajjal. Now there's two words there, Masih, Dajjal. Masih and Dajjal. Masih means because one meaning of Masih is mamsuh, wiped out. So he will have one eye. His other eye will be wiped out. So that's why he's called Masih. Or Masih in the meaning of Yamsa, that he will travel everywhere. Besides Makkah and Medina, he will go everywhere, and he will go very quickly. So that's why he's referred to as Masih. In terms of being referred to as Dajjal, it means deception, trickery. So he will claim to be Allah. That's going to be the main test. He will claim to be Allah, and he will trick people, and he will be a fraudster of note. Now, there's an interesting story of Ibn Sayyad. This was a youngster in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the time, the Nabi of Allah wondered for a while whether he would be, or he was Dajjal or not. So he was a young boy, but what used to happen, he used to say very mysterious things. And that got everyone intrigued. So one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the delegation of Sahaba, and they found him playing. And the Nabi of Allah told him that, do you bear testimony that I am the Nabi of Allah? He said, do you bear testimony that I am the Nabi of Allah? So then the Nabi of Allah said, no, this boy here is being tricked. There is a lot of detail to it, but the scholars say that he was being influenced by the jinnat. You know, the jinnat go to the heavens, they eavesdrop, and they come and they give you bits and pieces. They don't have the full story. So one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put him to a test and told him, tell me what I'm thinking about. So he said Dukh, whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was actually thinking about Dukhan, the smoke, right? Surah Dukhan. So the Nabi of Allah told Sahaba, you see, he's getting bits and pieces of information. Then one day the Nabi of Allah, out of concern for the Ummah, he found that this Ibn Sayyad, he was sitting in the woods and he was mumbling to himself. So the Nabi of Allah was coming discreetly to say, let me hear what he's saying. And his mother saw the Nabi of Allah and she said, oh, here's Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he stopped mumbling. So the Nabi of Allah said, look at this woman. I wanted to see. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says he lived right, way past the time of the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one day they went on a journey and then everyone went and it was only him and Abu Sa'id. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu said, he came, he offered me something to eat. I was like, no, don't worry, it's okay. Then he said, I tried to tempt him, why don't you go there and take a rest there? So Ibn Sayyad told him, see, you people all think I'm Dajjal, but the Nabi of Allah said, Dajjal will enter Medina in Makkah. I live in Medina. He said, but immediately after that, when I told him, what can you see? He said, no, I see a throne on the water. I said, hey, he's talking his nonsense again. So some say he was influenced by the Jinnat. Others say he was an imposter. But eventually, before he passed away, he made tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he became a proper Muslim. So that's the story of Ibn Sayyad in brief. Now, the Quran makes reference to the different signs of Qiyamah in the Ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes reference to different signs of Qiyamah. But coming back to the point I was making, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there wasn't a single prophet except that he warned his nation about the coming of Dajjal. He says, the difference is this though, I am telling you that he will claim to be Allah, but you must know your Allah is not one-eyed. You must know that your Allah is not one-eyed. They say Dajjal also will appear at a time when there will be a lot of difficulty. There will be 3 years of difficulty. The first year, one-third of rain will stop. You know, if one-third of normal rain stops, what the impact it has. The second year, two-thirds of rain will stop. The third year, there won't be a single drop. So you can imagine that the effects of the drought in the 3 years and the last year, they say there'll hardly be any trees left. That's when he will emerge. That's when he will emerge. And his physical description, they say he will be short and he'll walk with his toes turned in and a gap between his calves. Toes turned in and a gap between his calves. He will have curly hair. His hair will be thick. He will be blind in one eye. His eye will be like a floating grape. And his second eye also won't be functioning all that well, and he will be white, and he will claim divinity. He will claim that he is Allah. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah. Tomorrow we will continue. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.